愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们谈到耶稣要他们从中间攻进去，攻占耶利哥，后来又攻占爱城。
So we talked about how the Israelites attacked the city of Jericho and the city of Ai.
They penetrate from the middle side. 然后再来是先打南边还是打北边？
And they attacked the north or the south?
South, right? Is it by plan? 那是人计划出来的吗？
Is it man's plan?
不是啊，是完全是神的带领。
It is completely by God's guidance.
所以今天我们人生的战争啊，有时候啊都有神的带领。
And so today in our battles, we also have God's guidance.
所以我们今天来谈耶稣雅记的第十章哦，谈到这个南方的一个跟五王的战争。
And so tonight we're going to be studying the book of Joshua chapter 10, which is the battle of the five kings.
In the south.
In the south.
那我们先谈题目。
And so let's talk about the topic.
我们看十章的四十二节。
Let's take a look at chapter 10, verse 42.
我们把红线夹在这一章哈。
Let's put a bookmark here.
十章四十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 42.
因为主以色列的神为以色列征战，请读。
42. All these kings in their land Joshua took at one time because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel.
Yeah. 那个四十二节下面那句话说，主以色列的神为以色列征战。
So the latter half of 42 says the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel.
所以神是来做元帅的，带领我们战争的。
And so God is our commander and he is to lead us in battle.
不只是帮助我们而已
啊。And he doesn't just help us.
他是要带领我们。
He is also to guide us.
所以这场战争啊，可以说是完全神的一个帮助，神的一个功劳。
And so this battle is completed by God's guidance.
这场战争呢，我们从三方面来谈。
And so we can talk about this battle from three aspects.
就是心理方面的层面哈，神让耶稣亚从心理的力量可以刚强起来。
And so the first aspect is from
神的话鼓励他哈，这是心脏。
God uses encouragements.
那再来呢，在实际上的战争啊，那神也在实际上战争上面的主动参与帮忙这场战争。
God is also actively helping in this battle.
那最后呢，耶稣亚，我们知道神是赐位给耶稣亚，让他知道怎么样对武王的一个处理的方法战术啊。
And lastly, is God.
Strategy.
And lastly, God gives Joshua the strategy of how to deal with the five kings.
我们要知道这个基遍人其实都是勇士。
And so all the
Gibeon, 很多勇士。
All the Gibeonites are all military.
所以其他的王又觉得说奇怪，你怎么可以投靠他们呢？
So all the other five kings are thinking, how can they rely on them?
你看第十章的第二节。
So let's take a look at chapter 10, verse 2.
十章的第二节哈，那几个五个王啊，他们都很惧怕。第二节。
So verse 2, all the kings are very, they fear.
因为基遍是一个大城啊。
Because the city of Gibeon is a very big city.
如同如都城一般，比爱城更大，并且城内的人都是勇士。
It was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than I, all of the men were mighty.
这里人不但有武力也有智谋。
So there's five cities, and they're very mighty.
Not only mighty, but also have counsel. 所以他们就诈降假装，那就跟投降，就跟耶稣他们订了合约
And so these Gibeonites admitted defeat, and they made a covenant.
所以这个五个王就很生气就要来攻打基遍人了。
And so these five kings are very angry and they want to attack the Gibeonites.
他们就求助耶稣亚。
So they plead to Joshua.
那我们来看第七节。
So let's take a look at verse 7.
于是耶稣亚跟一切的兵丁跟大能的勇士呢，都从基甲上去，就是要是帮助基遍的意思哦。
So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him and all the mighty men of valor.
那我们就看到神先稳住耶稣亚的心
And so here God stabilizes Joshua's heart.
你看第八节。
So let's look at.
主对耶稣亚说：“不要怕。”
And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear."
来 homework.
Homework.
到这里这个主对耶稣亚讲过几次话了
？Up until now, how many times have God spoken to Joshua?
算算看，好几次了。
There are many times.
至少六次了。
At least six.
跟他讲几次不要怕
？And how many times has God told Joshua not to fear?
也是很多次哦
That's a lot of
可能有两三次哦大家算算看
That's two, three times.
那为什么要大家算呢
And why do I want you guys
就是告诉我们我们的生命当中呢有神跟你说话跟你显现这件事情是我们一个成功的开始
And so in our lives, when God talks to us, this is a success in our life.
啊，真的，你们人世间有时候遇到考试，遇到选学校、选科系，啊，选事业，你会害怕。
And in our lives, when we're going through trials and we're picking, choosing schools or choosing careers, we're very afraid.
啊，但是呢，你如果在患难的日子害怕，你的力量就微小。
But if you fear during times of trials, then your strength is very small.
真的，有的人哦，看到事情怕得要命哦。
And there are a lot of people who, when they see times of tribulation, they're very scared.
谁知道那个但以理书哈、哦，有一个王叫婆提沙撒，他看到墙上出现了一个不是人的手在写字啊。
So in the book of Daniel, there's a king, King Belshazzar, who saw a hand that's not human writing on the wall.
那圣经上讲那个王怕到怎么样？
And so what does the Bible say about this king?
How does the Bible describe his fearfulness?
How does the Bible describe his fear?
脸变了颜色。
His face changed colors.
他的腰失去力量。
He lost strength.
他的骨头两个膝盖没一直碰一直碰一直碰这样子。
His knees were shaking.
真的是这样形容的，我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
我们来看但以理书。
Daniel.
但以理书哈。
Book of Daniel.
人害怕的时候可能是这样子嘛，对不对？
When we're afraid, this is the reaction.
但以理书的第五章。
Daniel chapter 5.
第五章的第六节。
Daniel chapter 5 verse 6.
五章六节，你念英文看看什么意思？
Verse 6. Then the king's countenance changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other.
人真的可以怕到这个样子呢？
And so man can really be scared to this point.
好，你看到、哦、他的脸，他的心，他的腰，他的膝盖，这样子一直抖，一直抖，一直抖，一直抖，这样子哦。
And so his countenance, his thoughts, his hips, and his knees.
你们有没有这样经验的，请举手。
Do you have this experience?
怕到这个样子。
Were you ever scared to this point?
你们考 SAT 的时候有没有拉肚子啊
？When you guys were taking SATs, did you guys have stomach aches?
哦 ，diarrhea. 吓到上男上厕所。
Were you scared to the point where you couldn't go to the bathroom?
啊、真的呢，有时候我看到一个传道人、哦、每次讲道之前他一定要去洗手间。
So there's this one pastor before he gives a sermon, he would need to go to the bathroom.
你们会不会这样？你们 16 people is going to graduate this time, right?
16 people are graduating.
你们讲道理会不会这样子？
When you give your sermons, will be like this.
那你看，同样，如果你身上有神，又不太一样哦。
But if you have God in your hearts, then this is different.
你看那个女生的朋友，要被人家丢到火炉里面去了哦。
And so Daniel and Daniel's friends were about to be thrown into the furnace.
他们都不害怕呢。
But they weren't afraid.
他们说：“我绝对不拜你的王那个像哦，你不用再吹一次了，你就是不会拜你的像啊。如果我们死就死了，那不然的话，我们那是会帮助我们，要不然我们死就死，就算了吧。
And they were determined not to worship the idols, and they were determined that.It doesn't matter what happened to them; they will not worship the idols.
你看，你跟怕跟不怕真的差很多。
And so to be afraid and not afraid is a very big difference.
我到夏威夷去的时候，一个那夏威夷人跟夏威夷跟萨摩人，他们有的都很大 ，very big.
And so when I went to Hawaii, the people there are very big.
Hawaiian and Samoan, huh? They're big people, right?
And so they're very big people.
那早期他们在那边也开始打那个预防针的时候。
And so in the early years when they used to take immunization.
哎，那个大大的那个 Hawaiian 哈，那个看到打针，他整个人都瘫掉了，真的。
The big Hawaiians, whenever they saw the needles, they were very scared.
哎，真的，那个这么大的人，看到一只小小的针，他没有办法嘞。
And such a big person was afraid of such a small needle.
那我也不可以笑他，因为其实 public speech 是最可怕的，是不是？
And I couldn't laugh at him because public speaking is very scary.
我记得我第一次演讲的时候。
I still remember the first time in public.Had a speech.
是在学校里面的啊。
It was in school.
我参加一个演讲比赛。
I competed in a public speaking competition.
那个我背很久，真的那个稿子我背很久了，真的。
And I memorized the speech for a very long time.
可是我上台的时候。
But when I got onto the stage.
诸位评审、裁判，大家好。各位同学好。那我再来就。我今天要讲的题目是。
So my topic today is.
差点就讲不下去了。
And I couldn't continue.
Totally blank. 我的脑筋完全空白，完全讲不下去了。
And my mind turned blank.
我的脸哦变红色的这样子。
And my face turned red.
然后就一起刚对不起，忘记了。
And I apologized and I forgot.
我就下台了。
And I left the stage.
This is my first public speech. 真的是哦，有时候真的是害怕的时候呢，你害怕很多事情都做得不好。
And when we're scared, something we can't do things.
所以你看那个耶稣雅记的第十章啊，神跟他见面第一句话，我们刚刚说过就是不要怕。
In Joshua chapter 10, the first thing that God says to Joshua is, "Do not fear."
耶稣跟门徒讲，只要信，不要怕。
And the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not be afraid; just have faith."
怕是小信的表现。
And to be scared is to have little faith.
所以呢，耶稣常常骂门徒说，你们是小信的人哦。
And so Jesus would often rebuke the disciples that they have very little faith.
所以耶稣跟他讲，你不要怕。
And Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
十章第八节。
Chapter 10, verse 8.
因为我已经将他们交在你的手里。
For I have delivered them into your hands, not.
他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。
Not a man of them shall stand before you.
真的是很宝贵的话啦。
So this is very precious.
所以你害怕的时候，你要来到神面前，听到神的言语，听到神的 affirmation， 神的一种肯定。
And so when you're afraid, you should come before God so that you can receive affirmation.
那你的心就会平稳下来哦。
And your heart will have peace.
我是觉得心呢、哦，战争之前呢、哦，你的心是最重要的。
And I feel that before battle, your heart is the most important.
我们心一定要稳住哦。
Heart must be calm.
你看，得力在乎平静安稳呢、啊。
And so you will have victory when you have when you're a calm countenance.
力量 strength came from when you have peaceful heart. 那这边提到说，神跟他显现说话，然后再跟他讲不要怕。
And so here God appears to Joshua and tells him, "Do not fear."
我请问大家一个问题哈。
A question.
今天你如果有个事情，你真的没有办法处理，你很害怕。
And if you're in a situation where you don't know what to do and you're very scared.
你不晓得怎么办呢、啊、
？And you don't know what to do.
你怎么样 experience 哦？神对你说话。
How do you experience God talking to you?
今天呢，神呢会借着圣经跟我们说话。
And so today God will speak to us through the Bible.
今天要说跟我们讲创世纪到启示录，世界的开始到世界的结束，神的旨意好像有被。扣一个扣里面呢，你读圣经圣灵 真的是你读圣经圣灵，圣经会帮神的旨意跟我们讲清楚啊。
And so the Bible is from Genesis to Revelation, and through it, it will tell us the will of God.
圣经是神所默示的。
And so
the Bible is inspiration of God.
The Bible is inspiration of God.
它里面有很多神对我们人的旨意都记载在里面。
And in it is recorded a lot of will of God that is for men.
所以你读圣经啊，就是神对你说话。
And if you read the Bible, it is like God directly talking to you.
我在我的人生当中呢，有一年很困难，就是1985年，在没有教会的地方，那一年很困难。
And so in my lifetime, I had a very tough year, which is in 1985, where there was no church near me.
那我在那边读书很不顺利。
And I was there to study for school.
我真的不晓得怎么办。
And I wasn't very successful, and I
有一天我读圣经的时候。
And so one day I was reading the Bible.
我好像跟你见证过哈，就是读雅各第一章第八节，他说。我心所爱的，如果你不知道怎么办，你就跟随羊群的脚中走。
And so in Song of Solomon in chapter 1 verse 8 it says,
"My beloved, if you do not know what to do, just follow the flock of the sheep." 我读了我就知道神在跟我讲话，叫我要搬家，搬到纽约去。
And after I read that, I felt like God was talking to me and telling me that I needed to move.
很清楚，因为那个感动很清楚，神就是你不知道怎么办，神现在告诉你，你就搬家，你就到纽约去。因为纽约有教会。
And it was very clear that God was telling me I needed to move to New York because there was church there.
那我真的搬到纽约呢？人生很多事情都跟着有神的带领跟祝福。
And so after I moved to New York, I felt that God was abiding with me because He guided me.
真的圣经会说话。
And so really the Bible will talk.
我到圣何塞教会去的时候。
And so when I went to San Jose Church.
有一个姐妹刚从台湾搬来美国。
And there was a sister who had just moved from Taiwan.
她那个姐妹呢，她很生气，她搬来美国。
The sister is very angry that she had moved to America.
可是她先生一定要搬了、
啊。But her husband had what?
他们原来是在那个科学园区里面哦，他们有那个 stock option， 他们公司又上市，她一下子在台湾的生活变得非常的好。
And so when she was living in Taiwan, her lifestyle was very good.
那后来就来到美国，什么都是新的，语言是新的，人是新的，文化是新的，什么都是新的。
And so after she moved to America, everything was just different, the culture, the language.
真的是她很伤心啊，也不晓得怎么办嘛。
And she was very sad and she didn't know what to do.
有一天她读圣经啊。
And so one day she was reading the Bible.
读到一节，她真的就说神在跟她说话。
And she read one verse and she felt that God was talking to her.
她说那一节糊起来，她说主的恩典够你用啊。
And so that verse was, God's grace is sufficient for you.
她说那个字浮起来了，感动到她，她都掉眼泪了。
And she felt that it touched her to the point where she was tearing up.
真的，有时候你不知道怎么办，你不是说不是这样哦，不是，哎，这样看看这个人在讲什么，不是这样哦。
And you know, just
不是不是这样这样看这样子哦，不是。
Do not just randomly open it.
你每天都有读圣经的习惯。
You need to have a daily Bible reading.
很奇怪哦，你这样读读读。读到一节，那有一节会浮起来，你知道这一节神在跟你说话。
It is very strange because sometimes when you read it, a verse will pop out to you.
因为那一节就是你现在正想要的，找的答案。
Because that verse is the answer that you're seeking for.
哦，所以我们呢、啊，你要想神跟你说话，你要读圣经。
And so if you want God to talk to you, then you need to read the Bible.
我们要想神跟我们说话呢，我们要祷告。
And if we want God to talk to us, then we need to pray.
耶稣说呢，当圣灵来的时候呢，你们就会想起我对你们所说的话，跟门徒这样讲。
Lord Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, you will remember of how I spoke to you.
啊，真的，我们圣灵降下来，真的有时候神啊会把他的话呢，你知道我们平常读圣经哦，好像那个 database 都 key in 到这里来了，对不对哈？然后有时候你祷告的时候呢，哎，奇怪了，怎么祷告祷告，圣灵就把那个 database 里面的 verse 呢，啪啪一个经文，就是你现在需要的。
And so when we're reading the Bible, it is like a storing up database in the back of our heads. And so when we're praying, sometimes those verses will pop up.
这是真的哦，你祷告的时候有没有这种体验呢？
And this is the truth. And when you pray, have you had this experience?
你看主耶稣在祷告的变貌山上的时候。
And so when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain.
那个以利亚就显现，摩西就显现，跟他讲钉十字架的事情。
And Elijah and Moses appeared and told them the things of this earth.
啊，所以今天我们在灵里面呢，有时候你未来你想要知道你不知道你害怕的事情呢，哎，在灵里面呢，主耶稣会启示你哦。
A lot of times when we're praying, God will reveal to us things that we don't know.
我跟大家分享这次我到南非去的时候。
So I would like to share with everyone my experience in South America.
哎，有一对夫妻啊，他们是慕道朋友，他们都比你们可能都跟你们差不多年纪，比你们还小，因为他们都高中毕业就。结婚，然后就带到国外去一起去生活这样子。
And so there's this one couple who is a tree seeker who is younger than us.
哎，那他们来慕道哦。
And they came to tree seek.
哦，他们真的是很渴慕神呐、啊。They yearn for God.
And they really yearned for God.
然后来啊，他们祷告得到圣灵。
And so when they were praying, they received the Holy Spirit.
真的很高兴啊哦。
And they were very happy.
那突然之间，就是在祷告当中呢，就有一个声音跟那个姐妹讲，那个慕道朋友讲说，要守安息日这样子。
And so during one of the prayers, one of the sister heard a voice telling her that she needed to keep the Sabbath.
你会觉得这个好像很平常，我们应该守安息日，对不对？这好像很平常，对不对
？And so to us, keeping the Sabbath is very normal.
但是对他们来讲，你知道他们都是开超市的。
But to them, they open supermarkets.
这个是不容易的。
It is not very easy.
啊，所以在祷告当中，神又特别提醒他，你要注重这件事情。
And so during her prayer, she felt that God was emphasizing the idea of Sabbath.
啊，所以我们祷告的时候，神会透过祷告跟我们说话。
And sometimes through our prayers, God will talk to us.
啊，我跟大家分享过，我在工作当中呢，有一个就说一个很奇特的观察。
And so while I was working, I had a very interesting experience.
以前我常常跟一个老人家，大概七十岁左右的老祖母啊，我很喜欢带她出去访问呢、啊。
And so I used to like taking out this old lady to go visit for visitations.
我喜欢带她有两个原因呢、啊、哦。
And there are two reasons why I like to take her.
啊，第一个原因就是我带她都不用担心吃的喝的，她都会准备。
First is that I don't need to worry about eating because she will always provide.
我要老实一点嘛，因为她很关心人呢、啊，所以啊，我说我都不要。啊，第二个她真的很会祷告。
The second is that she really likes to pray.
那有三个很特别的啊经验哦。
And there's three very interesting experiences.
你看我们在北加州访问过不晓得几百个家庭哦。
And so in Southern California we have visited.
North Cal.
In Northern California we visited many families.
但是有三次她祷告的时候，圣灵给她翻方言。
And so there are three times where she was praying and the Holy Spirit interpreted for her.
那什么叫翻方言呢？就是她本来讲的是灵言，对不对哈、哦、
？And so What does it mean for the Holy Spirit to be interpreted?
Interpret of tongues, 啊、哦。
Interpretation.
他本来就是跟我们一样祷告讲灵言，对不对
？And so she normally prays in the spirit like us.
啊，突然之间有个力量下来，很大声，然后他突然讲中文了。
But then a great strength came down, and she started speaking Chinese.
而且重复几次这样子。
And she repeated it.
耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，这样子。
She said Jesus loves you, loves you.
很奇妙，他大概在三个慕道者的家翻过这样的灵言。
And so this happened in three different houses.
True Seeker's House.
True Seeker's House.
很奇妙，这三个慕道者后来都来洗礼耶。
And very miraculously, all three of these truth seekers came to baptize.
我们访问多少慕道者的家？
And we have visited many true seekers.
不是每一家都来洗礼哦。
And not every household comes.
所以我就觉得圣灵有时候真的会告诉我们，这主耶稣是爱这个家庭啊。
And I really feel like the Holy Spirit tells us that the Holy Spirit abides within this family.
所以我们为什么要请大家常常祷告，要常常读圣经呢？
And why do we emphasize the habit of praying and reading the Bible?
因为主耶稣真的会借着这样子跟你说话。
Because through this, God will talk to us.
你们这次有体会到主耶稣跟你们说话的，请举手。
And if you have experienced this time, please raise your hand.
感谢主，真的嘞，我们祷告不是对空气讲话。
And when we pray, we're not talking to the air.
它是一个 two-way communication. 它是一个你问他，他会告诉你的。
And it's not it's a two-way conversation. If you
我再问你一个问题。 你祷告有没有问主耶稣问题？
When you pray, do you ask Jesus questions?
哎，这个 prayer section can be a Q&A section. 你们祷告的时候会问主耶稣问题？
And when you pray, do you ask the Lord Jesus questions?
你把你的需要跟主耶稣讲哦。
And if you tell your needs to Jesus.
主耶稣真的会给你答案。
The Lord Jesus will give you an answer.
我在达拉斯听到一个见证，我很感动。
And in Dallas, I heard a testimony that really touched me.
那时候他还没受洗。
And at that time, he had a
grief. 这位的太太哦，被老公欺负。
And so there's a wife who is abused by her husband.
这个，我们不要讲细节好不好？反正她很痛苦了。
And so she suffers a lot.
啊，那个是跟第三者有关系的。 跟老公的第三者有关系的 affair有关系的
It had to do with the husband's affair
真的很痛苦啦
And so it was very bitter
有一次在灵里面神就启示他什么呢读以赛亚书
And so during one of her prayers God revealed to her to read the book of Isaiah
她那时候根本不晓得以赛亚书在哪里
And at that time she didn't know where the book of Isaiah was
她说要读以赛亚书的第七章第四节
And it told her to read Isaiah chapter 4, verse 7. And so she didn't know where Isaiah was, but when she got up from the prayer, she went to read it.
那你读第七章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4.
对他说，你要谨慎安静。
And it says, take heed and be quiet.
他读到这里，他眼睛，他眼泪，他就被感动到，就是很感动了。真的，他这个时候最需要就是要谨慎，要安静。
And so when she read this, she was very touched, and she really needed to take heed and be quiet.
因为那个时候她很辛苦的，很辛苦。
Because during that time she was suffering.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们要生命当中呢，如果神，你体会到神跟你同在。
And so brothers and sisters, if you really feel God abide with you in your life.
你到哪里去，你都不害怕。
Wherever you go, you will not be afraid.
真的。 你看我们传道人哦，一年都要调，六年都要调一次地方嘛，对不对
？And so as a pastor, we have to move every six years.
那我们也会听说哪一个教会，像哥林多啦，哪一个教会像菲利比啦，是不是
？And so we hear of some churches being like the Church of Corinth or some church being the Church of Philippi.
那我听到说，哎呀，我现在被调到哥林多教会去了。
And so I would think, oh, I'm going to the church like Corinth.
哎呀，真的是，怎么办呢
？And what can I do？
可是你不用怕，不用怕，因为真的，你只要相信这个是神差派我们去的，你就不用怕。As
long as you believe that God is sending you, then you will not be afraid.
圣经上可以跟你讲哦，你不用怕他们，你的额头啊，要跟金刚钻一样硬啊，要碰嘛，来，大家来碰碰看，看谁的头硬啊。当然不是叫人家跟人家打架的意思了哦，不是这个意思。And
so the Bible says your foreheads will be as hard as steel.
As diamond, as flint.
Like flint.
你不用怕。
Do not be afraid.
当然我的意思不是要去打架了。
And it is not for you to go out to fight.
但是意思就是神会跟你同在。
What it means is that God will be.
所以我们心里一定要稳下来哦，我们征战才会成功。
And so our hearts should calm down so that we can be victorious.
稳下来一定要知道神是跟我们在一起的。
So we should know that God will abide with us.
那我们再来看哦，他们在真正战争的时候呢，神也实际给他们帮助了。
And let's take a look at how God took action when they were fighting in this battle.
我们看十章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 10.
十章第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
神使他们在以色列人面前溃乱。请读。
So the Lord routed them before Israel killed them. Routed.
Routed. Okay. Please continue.
So the Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with a great slaughter of Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes to Beth Horon, and struck them down as far as.
所以耶稣亚在基遍大大的杀败他们，追赶他们，在伯和伦的上坡路击杀他们，直到亚须加和马基大。这边呢、啊，神啊，让敌人呢、啊，五队联军呢，他们就自己乱起来了，溃乱起来了。
And so God confused all five of the armies.
真的有时候神替人征战很奇妙，就是对方再厉害，神都给他们乱掉。
And so when God fights for men, it's very interesting, and these people were confused.
圣经上还有一个类似这样的经文、哦、我们看出埃及记。
Similar passage, Exodus.
出埃及记十四章的二十四节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 14.
24.
24.
这个以色那个这个埃及兵快要追上以色列人哦。
And so the Egyptians were about to catch up to the Israelites.
嗯，那圣经上怎么讲呢
？And what does the Bible say?
二十四节。
Verse 24.
来，我们请弟兄读一下。有啊，那你们看那个读就好了，是吧？啊，你读好了。
Verse 24. Now it came to pass in the morning, watch, that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud.And he troubled the army of the Egyptians.
请问你有神怎么看他们的
？And so how did God look upon them?
神从云柱火中看他们一下，他们就乱掉了。
And he just looked through the fire and cloud, and they were confused.
Can I ask you how did God look at them? 怎么一看就乱掉了？怎么看的
？How did God look at them?
啊？我也不知道呢，真的。
I don't know.
有人做一梦哦，神的眼睛充满天地啊，充满天地。会不会那个眼睛突然展开了，这样子一直看他们这样子，吓死人了！整个天地都满一只眼睛，吓死！会不会这样？我不知道。
And so there's someone had a dream where the skies were filled with eyes.
哎，会不会是这样
？Is it like this?
所以哦，真的圣经上讲，如果这个神要帮助我们，谁能够神要处罚一些人，谁能够抵挡呢？
And the Bible tells us if God is with us, who can be against us?
对哈，我们先看另外一节，以赛亚书三十三章的十三节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 33.
三十三章十三节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 33, verse 13.
三十三章十三节十四节。
Chapter 33, verse 13 and 14.
你们远方的人当听我所行的，你们近处的人当承认我的大能。十四节。
14.
西安中的罪人都惧怕，不虔诚的人被战惊抓住。我们中间谁能与吞灭的火同住？我们中间谁能与永火同住呢？请读。
Verse 13, hear you who are afar off what I have done, and you who are near acknowledge my might. Verse 14, a sinner in Zion's are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites who dwell us. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning?
你们当中谁可以跟火住在一起的 ？Anyone?
So who can live with fire?
如果神要惩罚一个人哦，落在永生神的手里，真的很可怕。
And if God wants to punish someone, and if they are among fire, it is very scary.
所以我们不要落到神的手里面哦。
And so we should not fall into God's hand.
你看神怎么帮助他们呢
？And how does God help them?
我们再回来看第十章。
Let's look back at chapter 10.
耶稣亚记第十章十一节。
Joshua chapter 10 verse 11.
十章十一节。
Chapter 10 verse 11.
十章十一节，他们在以色列面前逃跑。正在伯和伦下坡的时候，主从天上降下大冰雹在他们身上，直降到西雅加，打死他们。被冰雹打死的比以色列用刀杀死的还多啊！请读。
Verse 11. And it happened as they fled before Israel, and were on the descent of Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died.There were more who died from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword.
这个真的很奇妙，你读的时候会不会觉得很奇妙
？So this is very miraculous.
哎，天上开始下冰雹嘞
！So there's hailstones falling from the sky.
你们有看过冰雹吗
？Have you seen hail?
哎，你们看过的冰雹有多大
？How big were the hailstones?
那么大。你们有看过那个 Pastor Raymond 的车吗
？Have you seen Pastor Raymond's car?
他那个 top 有没有看到他那个 top？
The top of his car.
他自己的 SUV 啊，有看过吗？他那辆车买的很便宜，他在 Texas 买的。
So his car is very cheap. He bought in Texas.
为什么那么便宜呢
？And why was it so cheap?
因为哦 ，Texas 很多冰雹，那个冰雹下下来，把他那个车子全新的哦，通通打洞洞洞洞洞，那一个洞一个洞一洞，所以那个低了就很便宜卖出去了。
So because it hails a lot in Texas, his car was rained upon, and because of that, it was very cheap.
我请问你哦，启示录哦，后来地要裂成三段，是什么造成的
？I saw in the book of Revelation the earth was split into three, and what was the cause？
是什么造成的？其中一个是什么造成的
？What was one of the causes？
当然，一个可能是地震了哈、哦。
And the first one is earthquake。
另外一个是这样讲，大冰雹，大冰雹下下来。
And another one is large hailstones。
那个冰雹多重，你知道吗
？And how heavy were these hailstones？
Anybody remember book of Revelation？
Does anyone
remember? How heavy is the hail？九十啊，我们看一下，九十斤哦。
90 pounds。
来，我看你那个英文怎么写的？启示录十六章二十一节。
Revelation chapter 16。
十六章二十一节。
Revelation chapter 16 verse 21。
十六章二十一节。
Chapter 16 verse 21。
啊，请你读。
And great hail from heaven fell down upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent.
啊 ，a talent。这边说九十斤呢，来，你们的胃是多少？啊 ，100 pounds， you sure？ Wow， 100 pounds。
They were 100 pounds.
I am 145 pounds. And then a hail is about my weight, a little bit less than my weight. 这个比 cannonball 还厉害哦。
This is powerful, more powerful than a cannonball.
这个时候，那个时候地已经裂了三段了。你仔细看的话，
so here it says the earth had already split.
那是在第十九节。
And this is verse 19.
大城裂了三段了。这个真的很可怕嘞！这个神到最后处罚是 hail 重九十斤呢、啊。你说 hundred pound， 那真的是很可怕嘞。
And so this is very scary because the hailstones are about 100 pounds.
那如果神下了不要 hundred pound， 如果下像一个 baseball 那么大就好了，好不好？
And if a hail fell about the size of a baseball.
Baseball 已经够大了吧？哈，这个实在是神的帮忙啊。
This is really the help of God.
那我再问大家一个问题哈。
So another question.
那 hail 从天上降下来。
So if hail fell from the sky.
那么奇怪，光打死敌人不打死以色列人。
Isn't it strange that I only killed the enemy, not the Israelites?
我们两个在打仗了哈，比如这样讲。
And so if the two of us were fighting.
Hail 下来都打你都不打我。
And if hail only hit me and not Pastor.
这实在是，所以神如果要帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？这个是我们真的很难想象，是不是
？And so if God is with us, who can be against us?
真的呢，你看那个圣经上在讲那个西西拉在跟敌人打仗的时候，好，我们看一下啊，四世纪。
Let's look at the book of Judges.
我的意思就是说，弟兄姐妹，如果神真的要帮助你，什么都不要害怕。
And if God is with us, then we do not need to be afraid.
你看那个四世纪的。第五章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 5.
他们怎么赢的呢
？And how did they win？
啊，这是西西拉在跟敌人打仗啊、哦。西西拉是不是？是不是这里写西西拉？啊，这里没有西西拉吗？这么提到说那个，
Sisera。
这边提到说这个星星啊，脱离轨道来打敌人呐、啊。Stars, move away from its orbit.
And so here it talks about how the stars moved away from the orbits.
我们来看第五章的第二十节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 20.
星宿从天上征战，从其轨道攻击西西拉。
They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against Sisera.
他是不是说星星掉下来了？
Yeah.
是不是？你们 ，How do you, can you read again?
They fought from heavens, the stars from their courses fought against Sisera.
So the star fall, 掉下来。
Fought.
Ah. The star fall against Sisera. They fought from heavens, the stars from their courses fought against. 中文是说真的，那个星星从天上掉下，陨石掉下来的啦。
And so in the Chinese version, it says the stars fell from the sky.
叫做陨石叫什么？Meteorites.
It's called meteorites.
是是。所以我在说哦，真的，神如果要帮助人，什么都可能发生，是不是这样
？And so if God really helps man, then anything can happen.
所以弟兄姐妹，真的我们不要害怕，你只要相信神。
So brothers and sisters, do not be afraid as long as you.
他跟耶稣亚讲，没有一个人可以站在你面前站得住的了。
And so God told Joshua that no one can stand firm against you.
神甚至可以改变大自然来帮助我们哦。
And God can really change nature to help us.
哎， 我以前听到我一个传道人、啊、他在做见证。
And、so one time I heard a pastor giving testimony.
他说在提到纽泽西教会他们受洗的一个情形。
And he spoke of a baptism in New Jersey.
他说出门之前呐、啊，乌云啊，这个昏天暗地啊，倾盆大雨啦、啊。
And before they left the house, it was raining like it was pouring.
他们很有信心，祷告神，主耶稣啊，给我们可以洗礼、啊、那个。啊的一个场景、哦、
And they had faith and to ask God to give them a good weather.
他们看到洗衣场还在下雨啦。
And so when they saw the baptism site was still raining.
但是下车开始雨就停了。
But when they got off the car, the rain stopped.
出现一片晴天，然后呢，洗礼完之后呢，晴又盖起来，又开始下雨了。
And so the clouds cleared, and then once they were done baptized.
所以他们前面都要说，如果你敢啊，有信心求问神，神就敢为你成全了、哦。
And once the baptism was done, the clouds went back to rain and If you truly believe, then anything can happen.
我们再看一个很神奇的事情啊。
Let's look at another miraculous thing.
我们来看第十章的十二节到十四节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 12 to 13.
这都是神为他们在打仗啊。
And this is truly God fighting for them.
哦，他们后来打到那个被兵矛打死的比刀杀的还多嘛。
And so more of the enemies were killed than the Israelites.
那十二节，当神将亚摩利人交乎以色列人的日子，耶稣亚就祷告主。在以色列眼前说：“日头啊，你要停在基遍；月亮啊，你要停在亚伦轮谷。”于是日头停留，月亮止住，直到国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不写在亚撒尔书上？日头在天当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。这日以前，这日以后，主听人祷告，没有像这日的。这是因为主为以色列征战。
Verse 12, then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there had been no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
这真的是很大的信心呢。
And this is great faith.
这是很大的忠心呢。
And this is great faithfulness.
你看这西人敌人杀不完啊，神啊，我拜托帮忙一下，现在哦，来，月亮停，太阳停，不可以，月亮不可以起来，太阳不可以下去。
And so there are too many enemies to kill, and so Joshua told God to for the sun to stand still and for the moon to stand.
我请问大家，他是说他是自己这样子默默祷告呢，还是在众人面前 declare？
And so did Joshua pray in his heart, or did he declare it in front of everyone?
啊，真的这是很大的信心呢。
And this takes great faith.
他在以色列人面前讲这样子的。
And he said this in front of all of the Israelites.
这是 wish 还是 order？
Is this a wish or order？
啊。Is this a wish or this is order? Huh? This is not a wish. I wish moon don't come up. I wish the sun don't go down. 不是 wish 哦。
It is not a wish.
太阳停，月亮停，它是一种，英文是 order 的口吻吗？中文读起来，日头啊，就跟日头讲哇，你要停；月亮啊，你要停。这不是盼望，是你要这样子。
And so Joshua spoke to the Lord.And he said for the sun to stand still and the moon to stand still.
我说弟兄姐妹啊，今天哦，主耶稣跟我们讲，如果你的信心有力，像芥菜种那么大哦，你真的可以移山倒海哦。
So Lord Jesus tells us that if our faith is as small as a mustard seed, it can move a mountain.
我小时候我的传道人一直跟我这样讲，百分之百的信心就百分之百的神迹。
And so when I was younger, The local pastor in my church told me that we have 100% faith, we will get 100%.
50% 的信心，50% 的神迹。
If we have 50% faith and 50%.
没有信心，没有神迹。
And if you have no faith, then you have no miracle.
这是真的一个教会的我们真耶稣教会发生了一件事情啊。
This is a true incident.
在我们台湾有一个姐妹啊，她头变是90度的 ，50 degree, 90 degree.
And so there's a sister in Taiwan who is bent at a 90 degree.
她来聚会的时候，你都看不到她的脸了。How can you see a people's face with 90 degree, right? 不可能，你都看不到她的脸了。
And so whenever she comes to service, you cannot see her face.
大家也不知道怎么跟她打招呼。Hello, 你好。没有办法打招呼啊。
And people don't know how to say hi to her.
她没有办法跟人家打招呼了哈，看不到人家嘛哈。
Say hi to people.
有一次，她到前面来求圣灵了。
And so one time she came to the front to ask for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大大降下来。
And so the Holy Spirit came down.
那就一直讲预言，哇，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，一开始讲预言，那个身体就一直震一直震，那个九十度，然后再来什么八十度，再来七十度，哎，是吧？是七十度吗？哎，哦，九十度，一百度，一百一十度，一百二十度，就是哈利路亚，然后一直讲预言，一直讲预言，就越来越起来了，这样哎。
And as she prayed, she started to slowly rise up.
可是我起来快要直之前，她说：“哎呀，主耶稣啊，可以了，可以了，这样很好了，可以了，这样子来。”
And the more she was moving, rising up, she told Jesus that it's okay.
所以她就到这样子，因为她说可以的嘛，可以就好了，对不对
？So she's
maybe 100. This is 180. Maybe like this.
And so she is a little bent.
结束之后呢，大家怎么奇怪？哎，今天教会怎么多来一个人，多来一个慕道者？这个是谁呀、
啊、？So after the service, people are like, "Oh, is this a new person?"
大家都没有看过他的脸嘛，从来没有看过一个人看过他的脸的。
Because no one has seen her face before.
这是一个 true story, TCC 台湾哦，这是一个真实的故事。
And this is a true story.
真的，他的信心到那里了，可以了，可以了，主耶稣说好了，可以了就可以了喽。
So through her face, she told Jesus that it's okay, and so from and Jesus just left it at that.
我弟弟是一个小儿麻痹的。My youngest brother 是一个 polio 的。
So my youngest brother has polio.
他那个学走路的时候啊，我妈妈就会见到他有问题了。
So when he was learning how to walk, my mother realized that he had a problem.
因为我大姑的女儿啊，她就是小儿麻痹的。
Because my aunt's daughter also had polio.
那我那个大姑的女儿，她小儿麻痹是真的没有办法用脚走路的，她是用屁股在走路的。
So because she has polio, she could not walk.
那我妈妈知道这个事情之后呢，她后来祷告，她求一件事情，主耶稣啊，不要让她像我姑姑的孩子，让她可以走路，我就感谢你的啦。
And when my mother realized this, she prayed that, please do not let her be like my aunt's daughter.
她就是这个信心哦，她就是这样的信心。
So she had this faith.
她没有说一定要全部好，就是可以走路就好了。
And she did not say that he had to be completely healed as long as he could walk.
如果弟弟来到这里，你看到他现在真的可以走路。
So if you see my youngest brother, he really can walk.
啊，他是一个很好的运动员啊、哦、，He's a good athlete.
He's a good athlete.
但是你把那脚，把那个他如果穿短裤的话，你看一只腿啊，小另外一只腿啊，大概小三倍。
But if you look at one of his foot, it's smaller,
three times smaller. 但是还是可以走路啊。
But he can still walk.
这是我妈妈的信心。
And this is my mother's faith.
神就照她的信心给她成全。
And so God acknowledged her faith.
真的有时候我们哦，那个信心只会感动我们有信心呐、啊。
And so other people's faith will influence our own faith.
有时候神会感动我们产生信心来。
And so sometimes God will touch us to have this.
有一次啊，我们在啊我们的正耶稣教在台湾实行洗礼的时候。
And so one time when we were having baptism in Taiwan.
那有一个换鬼的要来洗礼啊。
There was a demon possessed who wanted to come.
那把他带到海里面去的时候呢？
And when we brought him into the water,
那个鬼的力量突然来了，然后就游很快，一直游到外海去了，这样子，一直游到外海去了，抓不住这样子啊。
And so the strength of the demon was very strong, so he swam all the way out into the sea.
那个船长怎么办呢？
And so what did the pastor do?
奉主耶稣圣名回来。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come back.
他能降临吗？
And so he swam back backwards.
真的游到船长那里，奉耶稣圣名给你施礼，自己就下去了。
And so when he came back, the pastor baptized him.
这也是真实的故事啊。
And this is a true story.
真的，我们真耶稣教会有神的力量啊，神跟真的跟我们同在的。
And true Jesus Church has the guidance of God.
好，那所以哦，我们你在这个教会长大哈、哦，我们要对这位神，圣经上这位神，我们真的要敬拜、顺服、尊崇、敬爱哦。
And so to grow up in this church, we truly have to worship God and honor Him.
我们来看《耶稣雅记》的24:12-13。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 24.
这是你们唱的诗歌 ，As for me and my family， 是不是？你们是一直唱 ，As for me and my family， 你们就唱这个诗歌了。为什么耶稣要讲？为了讲，一直讲说 ，As for me and my family， 我们一辈子都要服侍神呢
？So we've been singing this hymn, As for me and my family, and Joshua is determined to serve God.
因为耶稣要这个人这一辈子看过太多神奇的事情了。
Because in Joshua's life, he has seen too many miracles.
你看他自己这样讲哦。
Says this.
我们看24:11。
Let's look at chapter 24:11。
你们过约旦河，到了耶利哥，耶利哥人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、迦南人、赫人、格加撒人、西魏人、耶布斯人，都与你们征战。我把他们交在你们手里。十二节。
12.
这个我是谁啊？ 第十二节，我打发狂风在你们面前，将亚摩利人的恶王从你们面前撵出去，并不是用你的刀，也不是用你的弓。十三节，我赐给你们的地，非你们所修治的；我赐给你们城邑，非你们所建造的。你们就住在其中，又得吃非你们所栽种的葡萄园、橄榄园的果子。请读。
Verse 11. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from you, before you, also the two kings of Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant.
所以你看到这个，你前面就看到说，这是神对以色列百姓说的啦。
So this is the word spoken from the Lord to the Israelites.
所以你们要选哪个神呢？
So which God do you want to choose?
你想想看啊，如果你是耶稣亚，你年纪大了哦。
And if you were Joshua and you are old.
你想想你一生的恩惠。
And you look over your entire life.
你曾经看过红海为你分开。
You have seen the Red Sea open.
你没有东西是天上降下一种白白的东西，不晓得叫什么。
And you don't have anything to eat, and from the sky there's something that falls from the sky that's white.
You don't know what is it? What is it? So manna, just what is it? What is it? Right?
And so the manna means what is it? You don't know.
你不知道，你还是来吃啊，这个可以吃饱的。
Even though they didn't know what it was, they still ate it.
渴了，你吃都可以出水给你喝。
And when they were thirsty, there was water for them to drink.
打仗的时候，神派那个黄蜂特工队啊，肯定没去黄蜂先出去，把人家叮个满头包，然后你再把人家杀了这样子。
And when they were in battle, God sent hornets to sting everyone.
那这个打仗的时候啊，说太阳停就停，月亮停就停。
And when they were in battle, when Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand.
哪有一个神像这样子的啦？我问你，哪有一个神是这样子的
？And what other god is like this?
你要选什么神呢
？And which god do you want to choose?
为什么会离开这位神呢
？And why would you leave this god?
为什么会不相信呢
？And why do you not believe in god?
所以我们真的要信服神啊。
So we really have to.
你看那神哦，最后第三点，神你给他们给耶稣有一个聪明啊。给他一个 strategy， 给他战术。
And so God gave Joshua wisdom.
我们来看耶稣雅记第十章十七节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 10 verse 17.
十章十七节。
Chapter 10 verse 17.
后来他们打了，他们就逃跑了，武王就逃跑了。
And so in the end, the five kings ran away.
那十六节说这个武王逃跑藏在马基大洞里面呢。
And so these five kings have fled and hidden themselves in a cave.
十七节，有人告诉耶稣亚说，那武王已经找到了，都藏在马基大洞里呀。
And it was told Joshua saying, the five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makkedah.
是他们那么有能力可以把这个五个王找到吗
？Is it their own ability that they could find the five kings?
他们是外来的嘞，他们地形地势不熟的。
And they're foreigners, and so they're not familiar with the land.
那个以前那个宾拉登啊，我们都以为他藏在什么。阿富汗的什么山洞里面呢、啊？美国不想派飞机，这里炸那里炸，这里炸那里炸，炸了几年，有没有找到宾拉登？最后没有，不晓得多少年之后呢，才原来找到在一个什么政府旁边的一个什么地方啊？可是，在原来在山里面那个洞里面，不晓得炸了多少洞，炸不到，找不到宾拉登啊。
And so Americans have been looking for Bin Laden for a long time, and they thought that he was hidden in some cave in Iran, and so they put a lot of bombs there, but they never found him.
所以，如果神让你不找到，让你找不到，你怎么找这个？海底捞针，你怎么找呢
？And if God doesn't want you to find them, how can you find them?
所以这个不是一个 accidental event， 这个不是偶然的。
And this is not an accidental event.
如果神要一个人死哈，他一定要死了，真的。
And if God wants someone to die,
如果神不要你活，你再危险啊，不要你死，你再危险你都不会死的，真的。
And if God doesn't will for you to die, then you, no matter what happens, you will not die.
你们听过亚哈王吗？亚哈王不是一个这次真的是米迦亚哦。米迦亚说：“你一定回不来的。”亚哈王呢，就跟耶稣出去打仗，他就说：“耶稣啊，你穿王的衣服哦，那我反正你穿王的衣服就对了啦。”
And so Ahab during one battle when he went out to battle, he told this other king to switch clothes with him.
Jehoshaphat. You wear king's cloth. 然后他就穿一般老百姓的衣服啊。
And so Ahab wore the clothes of a regular civilian.
那个打起仗来的时候呢，人家都要对准王要打王嘛，大家都要杀王啊。
And so during the battle, everybody wants to kill the king.
耶稣王是一个有神的人呐，遇到我主耶稣啊，救命啊
！But Jehoshaphat was a king, a man of God.
不是，那时候还没有主耶稣啦，哈，神啊，救命啊
！And so Jehoshaphat had God in his life, and so.
大家一听，哎，这个不像亚哈的声音啊，放了他。
And so whenever when he was in danger, he cried out to God, and when the people realized that it wasn't King Ahab.
所以他们就把他放掉了。
And so they let him go.
圣经上讲，一个阿兵哥随便这样射一个箭，飘这样出去了。
And a ran, and a soldier just shot an arrow.
那个箭有眼睛哎，就打到那个亚哈的那个盔甲的缝隙里面，就插进去了。
And so this arrow had eyes, and it shot Ahab through his armor.
所以哦，神要你成功，你就不会失败。
And so if God wants you to be successful, you won't fail.
神要帮助你，就没有人真的可以抵挡你了。
And if God wants to help you, no one can stop you.
所以这个神帮助他们的啦。
And so God helped them.
那可是他们有一个很好的想法。
But they had a very good strategy.
你看十八节啊。
Let's look at 18.
耶稣也说，你们把几块大石头滚到洞口，派人看守。
So Joshua said, "Roll large stones against the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard."
十九节，你们切不可以单言，要追赶你们的仇敌，击杀他们后边的人，不容他们尽自己的诚意，因为主你们的神已把他们交在你们手里。
And do not stay there yourselves, but pursue your enemies and attack their rear guard. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand.
我问大家一个问题。
And so a question.
以前我们打伊拉克的时候，美国打伊拉克的时候。是什么样的战术？
And so when America was attacking Iraq, what was the strategy?
那个战术叫做斩舌头战术。Hit the head of the snake.
And the strategy was called cut the head of the snake.
他们就是什么都不打，就是要把那个撒旦 Hussein 是不是？把他抓了，这是 strategy 啊，就是 strategy 是这样。
So the strategy was to capture Ben Us.
明明这几个人抓了杀了没有舌头，那个舌就没有用，老百姓不就没有用？为什么这个耶稣亚战术好像是相反的呢
？So if they capture this guy, if they captured him, then the people would be helpless. And why does Joshua do the opposite?
为什么
？Why?
耶稣亚想到神的第一个 priority 是什么？因为这里的人是恶的，你要把这里消灭了，这是 priority。
So Joshua remembered God's priority in that these people are evil.
啊，所以他又想到，哎呀，这几个已经。好像暗中的碑，碑啊碑啊碑啊碑啊，暗中的碑啊，那个碑已经跑到那个暗里面去了，跑不掉了，所以把那个暗挡起来，他就死定了，这样子。
So the trap was already set.
Yeah, so just need to start it, right?
So
所以这个是谁给他的智慧？这是神给他的智慧，这种战术是神给他的。
So this is the wisdom from God.
哦，所以他们就去先杀老百姓了，因为逃五个城哎，要不然都逃进去，你以后就麻烦了，是不是？有五个城啊。
So they went to kill all the people in the five cities.
Before they enter into their city.、
Before they enter their city.
你再进去 city 就很麻烦了，不是吗
？So once they entered the city, it would have been.
这个都是神给他的一个战术哦。
So this is a strategy given to them.
啊，这个是那你看哦，他那个战术还加上那个神从头就跟他讲说，耶稣亚，你要刚强壮胆。
And so from the beginning, God had told Joshua, "Do not fear."
后来就跟他讲，不要怕，不要怕，不要怕。
And in the end, God told, "Do not fear."
Homework 啊、哦，都老师不要怕。
So how many times did God told Joshua to not fear?
Now another homework. How do you not feel scared? Ah,、oh, 你怎么样不怕 ？This homework is for yourself, 然后你做了自己又不要怕就好了，是不是？哎，啊，我刚听到了。哎，哦呀，所以那个神呢，一开始就跟那个耶稣来讲说，不要怕，不要怕。
So from the beginning, God had told Joshua not to fear.
耶稣后来了解到不怕真的很重要的一个事情，所以呢，他就要想办法也让他的阿兵哥啊、军长啊不要害怕。
And so Joshua realized that he had to not fear, and he could encourage the people.
我觉得这个真的是 this is a picture of brave 啊，这是一个很勇敢的图画。
And this is a picture of bravery.
我们看那个十章的二十四节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 24.
十章二十四节。带出那武王到耶稣亚面前的时候，耶稣亚就召了以色列众人来，对那些和他同去的军长说：“你们进前来，把脚踏住这些王的颈项上。”他们就进前来，把脚踏在这些王的颈项上。二十五节，耶稣亚对他们说：“你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，应当刚强壮胆，因为主必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌。”
24. So it was when they brought up those kings to Joshua that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, "Come near, put your foot on the necks of these kings." And they drew near and put their feet on their necks. Then Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus the Lord will do all to all your enemies against whom you fight.
有一个故事这样讲啊。
So there's a story that goes like this.
一个父王，一个王啊，抓到了敌人呐、
啊。So a king had captured the enemies.
那叫他那个 teenager 哦，来，你把你的脚踏在这个我捉到这个坏蛋的脚头上面。
And so he told the teenagers to put their feet on the necks of the enemies.
他没有办法，脚举不起来，因为那个坏人哦，眼睛是瞪他，你再来，你再来，你再来。
And so the teenagers couldn't do it because the eyes of the enemies were staring at them.
你想看哦，他们原来在加里斯的时候，他们报告消息，我们像蚱蜢，他们像巨人一样啊。
And so when they heard the news that the
在加里斯哈，他们失败了，不敢进去啊，因为他们以为自己是蚱蜢，他们是巨人呢。
And so they felt that the enemies were giants.
可是现在就是好了，你把你的脚踏在景象上面踏踏看。
But now they were to put their feet on the enemy's necks.
你就有胆子，要刚强壮胆。
And this gives you bravery to be strong and courageous.
So 你们要讲道理的哈 ，16 people， 你怎么不害怕？你知道吗
？And so for the 16 people, how do you not be afraid for to give sermons?
Practice.
Practice.
这是 practice 啊，对不对？
哦、
我开始练习讲道理的时候
，So when I started giving sermons，
因为我第一个 assignment 是在 Pacifica 嘛、哦、
And my first assignment was in Pacifica。
Every afternoon， 我都到海边去对大海讲话。
And every afternoon I would go to the beach and talk to the beach。
真的啦，那久了就比较不害怕，比较。
And after a while it was less scary。
所以要增强自己的信心，我们也要有一个训练，有一个 practice。
So we should practice.
那又有一种不但是增加自己军统的信心呢，而且消灭敌人的一个信心。
And so they had the faith to get rid of enemies.
Increase their own faith, but decrease enemies' faith. 你看26节。
And so let's look at verse 26.
随后耶稣雅将这五王杀死，挂在五棵树上，他们就挂树上，直到晚上。所以呢，这个让挂高高的。敌人如果也许来偷看，也可以知道他们是这样的一个下场。
And so afterwards, Joshua struck them and killed them and hung them on five trees. And so if the enemies were to come, they would see this.
弟兄姐妹，我想问大家一个问题哈。
So I would like to ask everyone a question.
Do you have counsel or strategy in your life? 你在生命当中，你的学校生活，你下学期开始了，你有什么 strategy 来帮助你自己？可以把神要你做的更好呢。
And so in your daily life, in your school life, how do you plan on putting God in your life?
Do you have any plan or strategy?
What strategy do you have?
有时候我们要祷告，你们祷告的时候跪那么久在想什么
？And so we really need to pray. And when you pray for that long, what do you think of?
你们跪这么久，你们脑筋在想什么
？And so when you pray for so long, what do you think of?
这个婚姻，这个战争，你的 strategy 是什么？你怎么样不落入情欲里面？你的 strategy 是什么
？So what is your strategy for marriage, and what is your strategy to resist temptation?
你要想一想，也许你有什么 entangling 哦。假如说你有女朋友或是男朋友，对不对？你要杀他，对不对？我说杀不是真的杀，对不对？
So、
你要把那个关系杀掉，对不对？因为你还没有准备好嘛，对不对
？And if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you must kill them, not literally kill them, but to get rid of them.
那你的 strategy 是什么
？So what is your strategy？
你到一个新的学校
，and if you go to a new school，
你可能有新的 roommate，
and you might have a new roommate。
你怎么样保持自己的信仰
？And how do you keep your faith？
你的 strategy 是什么
？What is your strategy？
你们跪下来要问啊。
And so when you come to pray, you need to ask。
那主耶稣会跟你讲一个 plan， 一个 strategy， 一个计划。
And Lord Jesus will tell you the strategy。
那真的，主耶稣给你智慧、聪明，你会精神很多。
And so when we're giving the strategy, then we'll be more aware.
主耶稣帮助我们哦。
And may Jesus help us.
你要有神跟你说话。
And we really need God to talk to us.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
神会为你战争。
God will fight for you.
神如果站在你旁边，谁可以抵挡你呢
？And if God is with you, who can be against you?
所以我们要刚强壮胆。
And so we must be strong and
courageous. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. 所以你一定要有一个计划，有一个实习。
So we must have a strategy.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us all.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our heads.